Welcome to Lay's Little Golden Books. I hope you all enjoy today's story, and maybe the grown-ups will remember it from their own childhood. Walt Disney's Peter and the Wolf, a fairy tale adapted from Sergei Prokofiev's musical theme. Pictures by Richard Kelsey for the Walt Disney Studio, based on the animated cartoon sequence in Walt Disney's Make My Music. A little golden book originally from 1946. Far up in the north of Russia, in a cottage at the edge of a forest, Peter lived with his grandfather. Peter loved the forest, but in winter Peter's grandfather would not let him go into the forest. "Hungry wolves roam about in winter," his grandfather told Peter when he caught him trying to steal out. "You must wait until you are older to hunt wolves." But Peter was certain he was old enough for anything and too smart for any wolf right now. So he waited his chance, and when his grandfather dozed, off went Peter, armed with a coil of rope and his own little wooden gun. Down the path he went, ever so quietly, through the gate, across the snowy bridge, and into the white, mysterious winter forest. At first, Peter felt rather cold and lonely, with whiteness and silence on every side. Then, "Hello, Peter," twittered a little voice like a flute, and down flew his old friend Sasha, the bird. "What are you doing alone in the forest in the winter?" asked Sasha.
"I'm out to hunt the wolf," said Peter stoutly. "Want to come along?"
Sasha did want to, so on they went together. Suddenly, on the snowbank ahead, they saw a great threatening shadow. Could it be the wolf? As Peter and Sasha stood there quaking, the shadow moved toward them, and out from behind a tree stepped another old friend of the summer, Sonia the duck.
"Hello, Sonia," grinned Peter. "We're out to hunt the wolf."
"Oh," said Sonia, "may I come along?"
Of course, Peter and Sasha were glad to have Sonia, so she fell into line as they started on again. But now, as they marched along, a slinking figure followed them, hidden among the reeds. It was Ivan the Sly Cat, who kept hungry eyes on Sonia and Sasha. As they reached a clearing, pounce! Out jumped the cat and sprang at the bird. Only Peter's quick leap saved Sasha from Ivan's jaws. Peter was shocked.
"Why, Ivan," he said, "you're a bully."
Ivan dropped his head guiltily.
"Come on, Sasha," said Peter. "Ivan is sorry. He won't do it again."
With a doubtful glance at Ivan, Sasha hopped back into line. So once again, the brave hunters marched on. Suddenly, crunch! A lump of snow broke noisily behind them. The line of little hunters spun about. There was the wolf. Peter made the leap of his life to a low tree branch. Sasha fluttered up beside him. Ivan scrambled up too, but Sonia could not fly. From their hiding places, Peter and Sasha and Ivan anxiously watched Sonia scuttle across the snow with the wolf's breath hot upon her. Sonia disappeared from sight behind a fallen log, and they waited, breathless with suspense. Then the wolf reappeared, alone, and there were duck feathers clinging to his jaws. Poor Sonia! But there was little time for sadness, for the wolf was snarling below them. A plan came to Peter. He whispered it to Sasha and Ivan, who twittered and purred their agreement. First, Sasha flew down from his perch and flew back and forth in the face of the wolf until the beast was frantic. Meanwhile, Ivan the cat crept up behind the wolf and slipped the loop of Peter's rope over his tail. Zing! Peter pulled the rope tight. The wolf felt its pull and snarled with rage. But Ivan was back on the branch, and he and Peter were both tugging with all their strength. There they were, Peter and Ivan, up on their tree branch, and there was the wolf, snarling and snapping as he swung by his tail in mid-air. Now it was Sasha's turn to fly into action again. For off in the forest sounded a hunter's horn. With a tweet of encouragement to his friends, Sasha flew off towards the sound. In and out among the branches he flew until below him he spied three stout hunters marching along. What could the little bird do to make them follow him? He tried to imitate a wolf howl. He sputtered and chirped, and at last the hunters understood. They followed Sasha back to the tree. But what was this? The wolf was bound with a rope, and Peter and Ivan were sitting on top of him, swinging happily. And who was that coming out from behind the log? It was Sonya, safe and sound, though still a little wobbly on her feet. And what a gay parade as they entered the village, Sasha and Ivan and Sonya, and the three hunters carrying the wolf. And at the head of them all, Peter marched proudly. Now even his grandfather had to be impressed, for Peter the hunter had captured the wolf. Peter's grandfather was very proud, but he thought that Peter should wait a while before going to hunt for his next wolf. And for once, as his grandfather dozed by the fire, Peter agreed. The end.